flashing the chain that we're on.
Pretty straightforward. Bill, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and open this meeting. It looks like we have the quorum just based on what I'm seeing on my phone. Unfortunately, not a lot of real estate on my phone, so I can only see part at a time. So I know we have so I can't see the agenda right now. Do we have something that we have to invite for public comment or that first?
Well,
we can hit the
share. Go to share and then hit screen.
Well, since
you
open the meeting, let's just go ahead. We're still trying to pull up the agenda. It's a fairly straightforward agenda today. First is a welcome by me. I want to welcome everyone to the special meeting of the board. Today is November the 2nd, and this is a special meeting of the Salt Lake County Library Board, specifically called to discuss an action item that was on last month's agenda in the October board meeting, which we did not have a forum for, and we will be addressing today. Prior to that, however, we want to open for public comment. If there are any, we're happy to take those comments. Seeing none, nobody raised their hand, so I think we're good on that. We have no correspondence to report at the moment either, so let's just get into the new business. So, Bill, the first item on the agenda of new business is the director's job description. Consistent with this county ordinance, the position of the Salt Lake County director must be approved by the library board and by the mayor's office. This particular item has not been updated since at least 1999 and perhaps even before that. So there are a number of changes that had occurred over the time, particularly the form of government. We're no longer under the commission form of government. The division no longer resides within human services as one of the divisions within that particular department. We're now part of human services. And we are governed by the board of directors as is currently impaneled. So we have streamlined the old and updated the old job description. A couple of things that we try to be illustrative of is, number one, in the minimum qualifications, we did include the successful applicant passing a background check. That is part of the mandatory background checks for Salt Lake County resources in their policy requirements. Most of the other things have been streamlined somewhat so that we are able to attract an individual that has a number of not only library skills, but also other skills within the leadership and administrative services area of library administration. I don't know if there's any comments or questions. I think most of you have already reviewed this in some detail and made some comments. Are there any concerns or questions that we might have about the job description itself?
I was just going through it and one more time, and I feel like the functions are spot on. I like the knowledge and skills abilities. I guess I'm not proposing any significant changes. The one question I should have had before, but this morning I look at it and it says you are requiring a master's degree. Is that similar to other things that the county does? I'm certainly an advocate for people having a master's degree, but is it possible we would exclude a great candidate that only had a bachelor's degree?
We have required a master's degree. We do not allow substitution of education for experience, but I'm not sure whether they would. They probably would not qualify an individual if they did not have a master's degree. And was that?
It does say or equivalent combination of related education and experience. So we could take somebody with a bachelor's degree if they, for instance, have library leadership
experience. Okay.
So it doesn't exclude someone without a master's degree. Sure. I think a master's degree is preferred, though, in in the library world. You'll find most people have master's in library science.
And we try to open it up to not only library science, but also business, public administration, or other related fields. So it's not necessarily just the librarian. Clearly, position requires certain skill sets that may be outside of what an individual received in their library school training and education. And we want to make sure that they have the appropriate administrative and other skills necessary to serve as an executive director.
Well, that was the only item I even saw to discuss. So,
great.
A good observation. And Steve, you know, we have that as common for most of our directors countywide, that higher level education or a breadth of job experience as an alternative. So most of our directors across the county and have master's degrees. A lot of them do.
Okay. The way it's written now says, or an equivalent combination of related education and experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is where you can find somebody who is very skilled, maybe they had an advanced degree that was not a master's degree, you would not exclude them based on that.
Or they have just a really robust breadth of work experience and life experience. They've done a lot of different things that we say is equivalent to that educational experience.
Fantastic. That works for me then.
Great. Well, anyone like to make a motion to approve?
Pending any possible.
We're not worried about it. Yeah. And just Joey brought up that this does have to go to the mayor's office. We don't anticipate any significant changes from the mayor's office. If there are some minor changes, I assume you'll be okay incorporating those into the job description as long as it's consistent. I think county HR has reviewed it. Our staff have reviewed it, you've reviewed it, so I don't anticipate anything of any significance happening. Robin, do you have a comment?
The mayor's office has already reviewed it, and so I think the only anticipated modifications that would occur would be at the HR stage when it's posted.
Okay.
I guess I think it's sort of implied, but Jim, you feel like this describes the work you're doing?
Yes, and I think it's broad enough that it gives us flexibility as we begin recruiting to look at a variety of different candidates that may have different types of experiences that they can bring into the organization as well. So I think it does describe the general duties and responsibilities, the knowledge, skills, and abilities that we would expect the leader to have in the organization, and I support this 100%.
Based on that, I'd make a motion that we approve this as written.
Seconds.
I will second it. Okay. I second and approved.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the document as currently written. All in favor? Can we just do a roll call vote and just go down the name so that I can't see, and that way we make sure everybody's on the record?
You bet. Kelly, you want to bring up the participants? Okay, Bill?
Yes.
Holly?
Yes.
Katsi?
Yes.
Catherine, on behalf of Suzanne Harrison?
Yes.
Sandra?
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
And Steve?
Yes.
Very good.
Motion's approved.
Thank you for that. The only other item that I would bring up that's not really on the agenda, but it's just for future reference, and that is we'll need to assemble a selection committee. This could be, we're suggesting members of the three members of the library board. It may or may not be officers, anyone that would have the time and interest in helping us to weed through some of the candidates, participate in early interviews, clearly any candidate that we narrow down to, the finalist of, say, two or three, we would bring them in for the entire board to interview and to ask questions of. But this early weeding of some of the candidates will be need to be done by a committee. We'll have, we're suggesting three board members, some members of the department, staff members, and others that from either the mayor's office or elsewhere that would help us to willow out some of the individuals that are applying and then make recommendations for bringing in candidates. So I would suggest that if you're interested, email me your interest, and we'll take it from there. We do have probably two or three meetings that we'll have to hold. Pamela, do you want to say anything about that?
You don't have to have any interview experience. We'll have some training to make sure we're covering the processes as we should. And we'd just love for you to express an interest if you were interested, and then we'll notify you next steps. I will say that the first round of interviews, which we will be doing by WebEx, you probably will need to map out 3 days. It wouldn't be all day long every day, but I'll send out the schedule as soon as we have an idea when we can post the position, and then I can move forward with that timeline.
And it depends on how many candidates we receive.
Yeah.
And then what their qualifications are, to make sure that they're qualified, and then that interview process. So email me if you're interested in serving on that committee, and we'll get more information to you.
Okay.
Any other business that we need to conduct? Leslie, you want to introduce Elliot? It's not on the agenda, but...
There we go. So Elliot is our new senior manager of IT. I did talk about him at the last board meeting that we had, even though he wasn't there.
What? I was
going to
zoom in on it.
Oh. I can walk up to the camera if you want.
Elliot, do you want to talk a little about, I told him you had been with Twitch, I told him you like to hike. And
all the things. So, mm-hmm. No, I'm excited to be here. So I come from, actually got my degree and worked at the University of Utah for a little over a decade. And then went to the Amazon rocket ship, worked for a company called Twitch Interactive. I built their entire global operations division. So I started offices in like London, Tokyo, Australia, and Salt Lake City, which is awesome and amazing, but it is crazy and fast and does a lot of things. And, I have two kids. I have grown up here. So I live really close to the West Jordan Library. And I'm very excited to actually take a little bit more time to spend with them and give them to my actual community, which is nice. I mean, it's cool working on the big things, but it's really interesting to see the positive impact that you can make in this position. In particular, like the Create Spaces that we do in all the libraries, I think is an awesome outreach to give those that don't have access to some technology some opportunities to play in some things. So very excited to be a part of the team and to work here in my backyard and join you all. So for that.
Welcome.
Good.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And hiking because, yeah, I told Leslie I couldn't start till very late because I just got done. I walked a couple of pilgrimage treks, one across Japan and then one from across Norway. I walked from Oslo to Trondheim. Took me about 32 days, which was awesome. So if anybody else are walkers, hikers, pilgrims, let me know. I'd love to spot stories.
I just did Spain.
Yeah, you may want to take you out on a
30-day
trek.
It'll
be a while before it's that
much meat. Yeah. All right. Did you guys see Sandra? She made a comment. She wants to go on the hike.
I said that I did it. I did the pilgrimage in Spain this summer, so I was
like, wow. The Camino de Santiago? Did you do that one?
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful. Right on. I bet you that was really fun. We'll chat. We'll share some stories.
Jim, I do know that, and I don't know if this is part of the public notification, but I saw in the email that we were going to be approving the board minutes from this September meeting, I believe. Is that still on the agenda?
Good job, Bill.
You're a good job, yeah. So we're action item approval.
This one's Holly. Holly caught it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Any motions for approval on the board minutes for the September meeting?
Can we do that, Megan, if it wasn't on the agenda?
It is on the agenda.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is on the agenda.
On the agenda.
I just missed it. Sorry.
I motion that we approve the minutes from September. I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you.
Great.
I think we can adjourn now. Thank you, everybody.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
December.
Yep. December 4th.
Do you want to have
to? Hey.